I love it, Kirk. Can we do that from now on? Can it just be the Corporate Greg Show from here on out? Emily, you okay with that? Are you cool with that, Kirk?
Yeah, Corporate Greg and Friends. I like that.
Hey, I mean, you know, at some point it should happen, and I think today is the day to make it happen. So,
how does your seat feel? Do you feel okay in here too? Do you like the air temperature in there?
I like being in here better than there. And like where you're sitting, I do enjoy sitting in that seat because then you can kind of do a lot of different things. But there's something different about being in the studio itself.
Yeah.
I kind of like this better. And also I can look over at you guys like I feel like I'm Mason looking into the other studio right now. And I can look at Kirk on the screen in front of me. So that makes me happy too.
Yeah, it's so much easier, right?
Yeah.
So much easier. So much fun. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. This is how live TV works. I'm going to start live TV. Live radio works. So I'm on the phone with you. I also have a FedEx guy who's ringing the doorbell. So I'm like, man, do I do it? And then so I sent my son down. He's 8 years old. He can't sign for the package. So I got the ring going on. So I hit the ring. I said, hey, can he sign for the package? Sorry, dude. He's not 18. I'm like, all right, cool. So can you wait for a second? So like literally, I literally want to just go sign for the package and come right back. Can you hold it down, Greg?
I got you.
Seconds?
Look, I got people around me.
You got 20 seconds, dude. So
20 seconds. I don't know if I can handle 20 seconds.
20 seconds. I'm right back. 1 second.
Do not
break this news. Give me 20 seconds. Hold on.
All right, we'll get to the breaking news in just a second. I'm going to give you a little hint, though. It's about Aaron Donald.
Actually, there's different breaking news?
Oh, see, now you got me all excited.
But for Aaron Donald, it's not super breaking news that he likely will be out for the rest of the season.
That's not shocking, though.
It's not shocking. It's not entirely breaking news. It's more of like something that we all kind of assumed was going to happen, but it's now spoken on the open. It was more of like a, I wouldn't expect you to see him the rest of the season. Now it's a, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Sure, it was never going to happen. I think what the interesting part about all that, though, is that he, before the season, he threatened on retiring over and over and over again, and then he signed a big 3-year deal. He's going out as a champion, so could he, I think this is a better question for Kirk, but will he actually retire coming off of missing the rest of this season?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, and I don't, Taylor, you're about to turn on your mic. I don't think so either.
I was going to say that Kirk is at 45 seconds right now.
Oh, jeez, Kirk, what is wrong with you? We're trying to hold it down for you. You said 20 seconds, you're lying to me. But either way, I still think that there's a possibility. This happened with Matthew Stafford, right? We were talking about, Matthew Stafford might retire because of all the injuries and his kids and all that. And then now Aaron Donald's also being shut down. Is there talk about him retiring? There's Sean McVay, who got that big Amazon deal that he turned down. Could he leave at the end of this? This could be a vastly different Rams team.
I think that you're getting the cart way ahead of the horse.
And I was going to say, Emily, I don't think any of those things happen. I think every single one of those people are back next year. I know Stafford already said that he's going to come back next year.
Right.
And you're going to have basically the exact same team. And it's all going to hopefully be fixed so they can make a run back at the Super Bowl. And where is Kirk?
Kirk is coming, but it's the main thing is that a lot of these things have to do with injury. And so with that, you have guys coming off of injury, so they're a little iffy. But if it's just injury that's the way of Rams winning more games, then, you know, it'll be solved next year.
Whether it's injury or not, it's also offensive line. I mean, whether that's injury from the offensive line, but this was a problem 2 years ago before they won the Super Bowl last year. They had a problem with the offensive line. You know all about this, Kirk. And this year, all of a sudden, it's kind of rearing its ugly head all over again.
Okay,
so,
hold on. I just got back. So breaking news on 17. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-thru. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today.
So Lakers say Anthony Davis has been diagnosed with a stress injury in his right foot, and he remains out indefinitely.
He's not saying they're still not saying how long he's out. They're not giving it 1 month, 2 month, anything. They're just saying
indefinitely, which is still not great.
You say stress fracture in your foot?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. What happened? Mace just swung the door and hit Greg.
I was fucked.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I caught that, though. You see those reflexes, though, Mace?
But I told you, you should have been over there in chair number one. If you were in chair number one,
I should have moved over to the one chair. You're absolutely
right. This would not have happened.
Sabotaging you.
First of all, shout out to my FedEx guy right now, man.
Thanks,
Mace. My FedEx guy just came through. I told him I'd give him a shout out. So my buddy Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim from FedEx.
Tim from FedEx.
Appreciate you, FedEx. Tim. All right, so he just came through real quick. I told him, hey, I'm doing a show, running down, signing this. I didn't know FedEx, they ask you now for your birth date now, too. So
you say scammers. Birth date? Why?
Because these scammers, dude.
Scamming
is just, he's like, I need your birth date. You got to sign here. So, all right, appreciate it, Tim. Anyway,
Mace just got into the studio so we can ask him about Anthony Davis, too, who has a stress fracture in his foot.
Merry Christmas.
Stress injury. Is it injury or is it stress fracture?
It says stress injury in his right foot.
Yeah, we knew the evaluation was coming. And this is the hard part when Anthony Davis puts together a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks of good basketball. Mm. You always say to yourself, wow, this is what we expected. But then in the back of your mind, it's not if he gets injured, but when does he get injured? Yeah. Because you haven't seen his consistent play at all since he's been a Laker. It's always consistency, or he's out. And this is just falls in line of what he's been since he's been a Laker.
You know, he went through one of the most dominant stretches that he's had. I mean, he was just on fire with the Lakers early. And, yes. You know,
he was
we
an
were
MVP
in that,
candidate.
We were in that 2-10 hole, and because of Anthony Davis, we were able to climb out of it into respectability.
Right.
But all the time I thought, you know, it's just a matter of time. And, I've heard people say, oh, it's just bad luck. Every injury is bad luck.
Right.
And he is just more. I mean, is it fair to say he's more fragile than everybody else?
I mean, what else can you call it?
He is fragile. Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Because
yeah.
This is just year after year. And we looked at it back in the past, too, and you look at the games that he played. Over the last couple of years, he was playing more games leading up into the championship in 2020. He was playing 65, 70 games. He was getting up into that area. And everyone's like, oh, it's all going to catch up to him. But year after year after year, it's just more and more time that he's taking off. And this is going to be a couple months,
out
you have to think.
Indefinitely means more than a month.
Right.
I'm saying all-star break. Why not shut him down to the all-star break? But then what does that do now for the Lakers in terms of if they do want to get active around the trade deadline? Not having a healthy Anthony Davis, now people know you're probably desperate. Right?
Unless you can make a deal for an all-star caliber player who figures not just into this year, but into next year and beyond, that's the only move you should be making right now. You should not be making a trade for, I'm going to say, not Bojan Bogdanović. Mm-hmm. I would say not Buddy Hield. Who's that?
Zach LaVine.
There, that's where I was going. Zach LaVine.
You don't want the fringe guys anymore. You don't want the dude that's just going to shoot threes for you anymore.
We're not
going to
tinker around
the
margins.
Anymore.
We need somebody who's real and who can provide a secondary scoring option to LeBron James, because right now there is a huge drop-off between LeBron and Lonnie Walker.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Would you move Lonnie now? Because he's probably your best player on this team outside of him. I really like Lonnie, and I think that he's somebody that you can bring back, but he very well could be like Malik Monk.
It depends on the scenario, right? I mean, it depends on, I mean, if you had to move Lonnie Walker in a deal for Zach LaVine, and I'm not sure why that would necessarily be the case.
I would move
Lonnie Walker. I mean, I said this yesterday when Ireland was here, star-driven effing town. Zach LaVine is a star. Yeah. And he's a star that is played in Los Angeles, according to sources in Chicago, seems to be angling for a move to the Lakers, wants to be here. If you can add an all-star caliber player like Zach LaVine, I think you do it. And I don't think, and by the way, the deal I circulated yesterday, Rob Pelinka sees the whole board. That's what John said. I also see the whole board.
Well,
he doesn't see the board.
Is DeRozan off the table now? Is it DeRozan? Because he's also talking about possibly his future outside of Chicago. I don't know what's going on in Chicago, but definitely they have been underwhelmed.
It's not working.
Sure.
Yeah, they're going to blow it up.
So they got to blow it up. So is DeMar DeRozan still off the table?
DeMar DeRozan's still out there. They've got Alex Caruso who would potentially. I mean, if you could come away with Zach LaVine with Alex Caruso
in a deal.
That is a great deal for the Lakers.
So DeMar DeRozan still has two more years, this year and next year, and
so
he makes $28 million next year.
He's a great player.
Why is everybody mid-range falling in love with former Lakers again, right? It's like, remember the flirtation with Kuzma possibly coming back? Now it's like, man, could we get Caruso back? It's just like...
Yeah, but we love Caruso, man.
That's the thing, Caruso. Kirk. Like, Caruso was a massive piece of this, so losing him was a big deal, and we chose THT over Caruso.
But Caruso is like a guy who's the type of player that Austin Reeves is, except better.
Right.
Correct.
But Austin Reeves is a poor man's Crusoe.
Yeah.
My thing is, why did you even let him off the building? Well, if you knew that these guys were...
Well, that, you know that story. You know they traded for Westbrook instead of keeping Caruso. Then they had no room for Caruso.
Yeah, we screamed about that.
You let off the building, right? We were talking earlier about luxury tax, right?
Yep.
You enter the luxury tax for players like this who are fan favorites who, no matter what, I'm going to pay my money because I know what I get out of that guy. I don't know if you get that same thing right now.
Wow, that is bad news.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the
worst
part.
Did this just break?
It just broke right now. Yeah. The worst part about it is that it still doesn't give you any information of how long he's going to be out. And it doesn't say stress fracture. It says stress injury.
Injury.
So we don't even know what's actually happening with his foot. We don't know how long he's going to be out. It's just indefinite. Indefinite could mean a week. It could mean 3 months. It could mean the entire season. We don't know,
I'm
and that's
telling
what's
you,
frustrating.
All-star break, man. This dude ain't playing till at least past the all-star break.
Which is crazy.
Right. I think we drift out of any sort of playoff contention if he's not back till the
all-star
break.
It's another waste of a year.
Yeah, it's a waste of a
season. Even if you get Zach LaVine, it's still a waste of a year. He's not going to all of a sudden turn you around into a maybe you make it to the 10 seed.
Right.
Like, and have a chance at that point. But I think it's more so about getting these guys, LeBron and Zach, together to be able to play next year and hope that Anthony Davis fits into it really well.
Although, I think if you were to add Zach LaVine, you get a great secondary scoring option. I think the Lakers would contend for a play-in spot.
A play-in spot.
Yeah, but seriously, think about this. Okay, LeBron, Zach LaVine, and you get a playoff spot, play-in spot, and Anthony Davis is back for that. All of a sudden, you've got a brand new big three who would scare the living hell out of anybody in the play-in tournament.
Sure, it would be interesting to see that. Like, if you get all three of them, they're all healthy, then they could possibly make a run. But do you really think they can make a deep run with those three this year?
Well, obviously, got to see it, because chemistry is like everything. Thing and how the pieces fit together and all that. Here's what I'm wondering.
What's that?
So I've never worked on the Travis and Sliwa. Oh, no, I guess I did briefly work on the Travis and Sliwa show, right?
Yeah.
So, Emily, did you write that tease?
I did.
Yeah.
So do you always write teases for...
I always have a tease available for Travis. Sometimes he likes to... He does his own, or sometimes he like will build off of it.
I know what's happening here.
This
here
is
comes.
Never get a tease. Nobody ever gives us a tease.
I'm sorry.
It's Festivus, Mace. Go ahead. Give it all. What do you got?
Bergman doesn't write teases for us.
Why
do I have to come up with my own tease?
I have a grievance on Emily now for making me look bad as a producer.
Wow. That is such a great idea. That is fantastic. That you do this.
So let me
show you how it works real quick, Mace.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for everybody, there's a tease up here. I'm going to use the tease. Here we go. This is radio magic right here.
Yes.
It's nonsense.
How far has professional football in Los Angeles come in the past 6 years?
What a question.
We'll discuss here. Mace, Greg, Emily, Kurt, right here on Travis and Sliwa on 710 Taylor. ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Back here on Travis and Sliwa, this is coming down here from Woj, by the way. Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter. The pain has subsided in the past several days in Anthony Davis's foot. He's expected to sit out for another 7 to 10 days, have it re-evaluated, and see if he can return to play. For now, there's hope that a procedure can be avoided. Now, when I hear that, that tells me is that they need more swelling to go down. They hope that the bone heals by itself, and if it doesn't, then it will require surgery. I actually had a doctor tell me that I had a stress fracture, but mine was on the bottom of my foot, and it was a situation where if it didn't heal, I would have a rod inserted in the foot.
Yikes.
Now, luckily, mine was able to heal on its own, rightfully so. I was excited about that. But if it doesn't heal, you have to have surgery, but a rod will be placed in there to keep the foot from actually separating. So I think, and I'm not playing doctor here, but going off my instance with a similar type of injury, this is what's kind of taking place right now.
A nugget coming in from, I'm not Eric Pincus, so I don't know all this stuff. But Sako Adagian, along with a bunch of other people, say that LaVine can't be traded until January 14th, and who knows where the Lakers and AD are at that point.
Well, 7 to 10 days from now, according to Woj, that'll put him just about coming back, AD, so, or just about ready to come back. If it's 10 days from now,
he'll be reevaluated. That's not coming back.
Reevaluated is true. Hopefully the pain has subsided.
He has to have the workouts, and you got to ramp him up a little bit. Like I said, I'm pushing this thing out to the All-Star break. So
February. That's the middle of February usually, right?
And everybody, you know what tomorrow is?
What is it?
Beyond Christmas Eve?
No, close. But tomorrow,
Ninth of Hanukkah.
Well, back in 1994. Can you think how long ago this was? Back in 1994, Mace.
94. I had only been out here at that point like 4 or 5 years.
Well, the Rams and Raiders both lose their final games of the 94 season. The NFL, the games were played in Los Angeles until 2016, week two. So we had not had a game in Los Angeles since 1994, and that's, yes, tomorrow. So tomorrow is sort of like a history, the last time that football truly was here. But in 6 years since the Rams have returned to Los Angeles, like, we're going to have a Christmas game on Sunday. Now, maybe not be the game that people would have wanted. We'll get Russell Wilson, who actually will be playing. We'll get no Aaron Donald, no Cooper Kupp, no Matthew Stafford. I don't even want to list the names of Rams. Are you going to the game, Mace? I think that's what people out there want to know. Will Steve Mason go to SoFi on Sunday for Christmas?
Okay, so Juan's dad is a Broncos season ticket holder.
Wow.
And has been forever because they live in Wyoming, in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yeah. So it's easy to drive to Denver from there. And Juan actually grew up as a Broncos fan because he ended up going to a lot of the games because his dad had season tickets. So we planned at the beginning of the year, hey, why don't you guys fly down here and we'll go to the Christmas Day game and maybe it will be for a playoff spot.
Ooh. Nope.
We are sticking with the plan. Juan's dad, stepmom, me, Juan, all going to the Christmas Day game to see who wins their fifth game of the season.
And it still can't make the playoffs. They're both out.
Correct. Both out. Wow. Both out. But we're still going through with the plan, Kirk. Because, you know, the only game I missed, and I did sell the Raider tickets because I was like, I don't want
to
be there.
Yeah, but not to me, Kirk. By the way, he didn't sell them to me. And he gave them to some random person.
And can you believe I missed the highlight of the entire season, Baker Mayfield 98-yard drive? Oh, one moment of the year that was great, and I wasn't there for it.
Thanks, refs.
That was, by the way, the highlight of his NFL career, by the way.
Like, just,
to be honest, like, if you think of Baker Mayfield, you'd be like, man, you remember that time against the Raiders on Thursday?
Monday night when he was with the Browns, where they finally won a game, they unlocked all those beer cages in Cleveland. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
When they had like the beer all tied up for Bud Light, and then they opened it up for Baker Mayfield.
You know what? You know what's crazy about this one too? On Sunday, this is also two teams this year get a chance to go to SoFi twice. Can you believe that? So this is the second Broncos game. So they were here earlier in the year, October 17th, as they're a division opponent of the Los Angeles Chargers.
And the Raiders.
Yeah. And then the Raiders came twice.
So and then we've got the Chargers. Well, it's not a Rams home game, but we're playing the Chargers again, too.
Correct, yeah, on January 1st. That'll be fun matchup.
Who has a bigger fan base there in that game, the Chargers or the Rams? Because the Rams actually have a bigger fan base here in L.A.
Sure.
The Chargers don't really sell out
there. Yeah, I wonder, although Rams fans aren't necessarily going to flock to buy tickets to see
That game is going to get flexed at some point, right? Like, it has to.
We'll find out after this weekend's game. So the NFL depending on the outcomes of this weekend's full slate of games all the way through Monday. So we'll know on Tuesday whether that game will be flexed or not. There's some options I'm already thinking about. But the crazy part is, and this is what I did, I was part of an exercise for the college football playoff. And this is where college football and the NFL actually shook hands and sort of made a deal that they made sure that the Rams and the Chargers would not play a Week 18 matchup at SoFi. Okay, because January 9th is the college football playoff championship game.
Right, of course.
Oh. So they did not want to have it be occupied the day before. So the only way that they could do this, and this is the reason why, Chargers-Rams will be played in SoFi on January 1st, and then they'll have the building to themselves for a whole week to set up for the national championship. So
you know,
this
it's really
college
sad.
College football and the NFL came together for a good cause.
What's really sad, Kirk, is that I bought national championship game tickets because I thought USC was going to be there.
Aww.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Well, they can sell them.
I'm going to sell them. I'm going to hawk them to them. By the way,
you should get a lot for
could
it.
Could you imagine?
Michigan alums out here, they're thirsty for a national championship
Could you
game.
Imagine what it would be like? And I grew up in that part of the world. Mm-hmm. If it was Ohio State, Michigan for the national championship.
Oh, my God.
That would be the craziest game.
Oh, man. Yeah. Ohio State fans would absolutely pay a ton of money.
Oh, they're
for
really
those
good
two.
Seats. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be Georgia, though. Georgia
yeah,
will play.
It's going to be Georgia, Michigan, but.
Yeah. TCU. I'm just kidding. You can count I mean, TCU.
I'm discounting the Horned Frogs.
Yes, the Horned Frogs.
Sorry, TCU. Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. No, I'll be at the game, too. It's going to be a great national championship game. But it's just think about, like, we wouldn't be talking about football in Los Angeles 6 years ago. And you think about how far football has come, even on the college football front and what SoFi Stadium has been down. Like, college football, NFL, it's been some of the great games over the last couple of years since SoFi has been built. So I'm sort of excited about it. And Christmas Day, who would have ever thought in Los Angeles that we will be talking a football game at home in Los Angeles rather than going to the Lakers game at the Crypt?
You know, the interesting thing, Kurt, and you remember this, Kurt, in 1994, and I was working at some station. I forget.
WRQN.
No, I started working here.
Was it radio or TV? Which one?
Radio. Radio I was doing when I first came out here. And the NFL was in a bad state in 1994. Mm-hmm. Neither the Raiders nor the Rams were drawing crowds at all. Remember, the Rams were down in Anaheim, and the Raiders were at the Coliseum, and there were lots of empty seats. And that's one of the reasons why they left for new buildings, but they also left because the NFL wasn't being supported here. I would argue that, I mean, we've come a long way. I think that, you know, if you talk to somebody like Kevin Demoff, Kevin would say, you know, it's going to be incremental as we go along. It's going to take a while. And in my section, when I go to Rams games, there's a little kid. He's probably 10 years old or 11 years old or 14 years old. I'm terrible with kids. But he's got like a big chain on, and he's got the Rams logo, and he's wearing his Cooper Kupp jersey. I'm like, those kids are the ones that are going to be gigantic fans for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's how it was with me. So I'm 39. I was 11 when the Raiders left, but I'm still a Raider fan, even though they left. So this is the time when you have to grab people, because I'm never going to leave the Raiders. I don't care who came in here. It didn't matter.
Right.
I'm always going to be. So the fans that you get right now at that 10 to 11, 12 year age, that's the ones that are going to be here forever. And that's what you're going to grab and going to grow with you.
Yeah, I would say that, because you got Rampage going to all these kids' schools around the LA USDs. So it's actually pretty cool now that, you know, when the kids come home and say, hey, I'm a Rams fan. Did the Rams win, Dad? You work for the Rams? I say, oh, you know, I do a little something.
The Rams have a big setback this year, though, with having this far of a decline off of the Super Bowl.
You know, I don't think it actually matters. Like, Riley goes to a school in the Conejo Valley Unified School District, and Rampage went to that and brought a player. She can't tell me who the player was that she saw with him. She just remembered, Rampage was there. And all the fans in there all loved that Rampage was there.
That's all they
care
about.
They're all kind of now growing up with it. As much as I've liked to argue that the Rams wouldn't have grabbed fans, but they're grabbing those young fans, and mostly because of Rampage.
And Kirk, you're close to this. I mean, I'm looking at the Rams situation and seeing they used 15 different offensive linemen, and I'm seeing that they've missing 11 starters for this game, or 10 starters or whatever it is. It doesn't mean that the Rams are going to go into a long rebuild. I mean, they can be a playoff team next year. This 4-10 is maybe an anomaly, and the Rams are going to be right back in contention in the NFC West next year.
I'll leave you with this, Mace. Can you believe this? That the Rams, as bad as they'll be, and look, the worst that they are, congratulations to the Detroit Lions, who get the Rams' first round pick, by the way, in the next year's draft. But with the Rams, if they come in last place, which right now they're battling with Arizona, that means that next year, with everybody back,
easier schedule.
The Rams will have an easier schedule.
Good point.
They'll have the last place schedule. And you're looking at teams right now who've had the last place schedule and how they're playing. You saw Jacksonville. They had a last place schedule this season. Look what they're doing. Now, not saying they're
Detroit.
A bad team, but they're Detroit, same thing. They had the last place schedule, and they're beating the teams along that last place schedule. So, but I want to leave you guys with this. The Mets, they sold $1 million worth of single-game ticket sales on Wednesday after the signing of Carlos Correa. What about the Dodgers? Do you think the Dodgers, Mace, Greg, Taylor, Emily, should the Dodgers be a little more risky when it comes to spending money? I'll let you guys discuss that right here on Travis and Sleeve on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, 710 ESPN. It is a weird day at the station here because it's just a hodgepodge of people. We are bringing you every single guest host we've got.
We tried. Actually, there was a lot of discussion about how we were going to get people even in here. So it's working out.
So we got Momo was here earlier. Kirk was here. Now we welcome to the show Andy Kamenetsky. Andy, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Excited for Mason in Ireland. I'm going to be joining you for the next 3 hours and change.
Yeah.
But that's not for another 30 minutes. So you're still on Travis's
You're still on
right
Travis.
Now.
But I'm letting people know that it's not just because we talked about the hodgepodge of people going through like it's like a holiday party or something.
Yes.
I'm letting people know I'm staying.
You're staying.
Beyond this.
But you're not just staying for Mason in Ireland. You're doing a lot more today, aren't you?
That is true. I'm filling in for Alan Sliwa tonight on what's the show called now?
The Lakers pregame show. With Slee, I call
Lakers
it.
Talk Daily.
Lakers Talk Daily.
It's not Lakers Talk Daily.
Oh, Slee would not dare let me fill in for that.
No.
Like, he will do that from his home.
Yes.
Like, barely alive.
Well, here's the thing. You're an excellent fill-in guy for Lakers pregame because you do the Locked On Lakers podcast available on Spotify and iTunes and YouTube.
Anywhere you get podcasts, and thank you for mentioning, there is a YouTube component.
Yes.
And
I will occasionally make a comment on your little YouTube stream.
Under a burner account.
Under a burner account.
Nice.
Exactly.
He doesn't want you to know that it's actually him.
Right.
I get it. Look,
but you've done it before. You've done Lakers pregame post before.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all have.
I'm not nervous.
Right?
You did.
Did it for 2 years. You did it for?
I did it for three, four.
Taylor, how many years did you do it for?
I think five.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah,
he did it
for a while. Before Sliwa.
Before Slee, yeah. Taylor did a great job.
Hard as a Kings fan.
Yeah. Yeah, as a Kings fan, it must have been difficult.
How did Ireland do with the wearing the jersey all day yesterday? Did he have to take it off like it was radioactive, like Sliwa?
No, he kept it on.
Wow, somebody followed through around here.
Yeah.
The entire time, I didn't mention it at all.
No,
actually,
we forgot. The jersey,
totally,
I didn't want to bring attention to it because I thought it was snug.
It was a little snug? Well, I mean, it wasn't an extra large, that's for sure. What was it, Taylor? Is it a large?
I think it's a large, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like
a
jacket
sweatshirt.
Underneath, yeah.
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 I just wore sweatpants today because I'm like, screw it. I've had the craziest damn week and I've been eating my feelings and stoned the entire time, but it's official. Picking up the new puppy tomorrow.
Which tomorrow? Oh, I thought you had to wait until Monday.
No, we decided to pick it up.
Which
tomorrow.
One? You had three choices.
Yeah, we had three choices. Somebody said, well, only Mason would turn this into American Idol. the puppy is, I'm trying to think. It was from the original. I'll tweet out a picture of the puppy we ended up with. And we've got a name for him.
What is it?
Ron.
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 Like one of the greatest movies ever, right?
Was he one of the worst?
Of the lesser known Corleone fan?
No.
Ronald Corleone.
We decided bad luck on Godfather characters because we've had tough experiences with Enzo and Fredo. So Ron is from where?
Burgundy?
Yes, Ron Burgundy.
Or Parks and Recreation, and Ron Swanson.
Okay, I like that better. Let's go with that. Let's go with, this is my dog now. Ron Swanson is what he's after.
Ron Burgundy is fitting because the whole search for a puppy escalated very quickly.
There you go. Oh,
that escalated quickly.
By the way, and he's also kind of a big deal.
He is kind of a big deal.
Which one was it of the three? Was it the two-month-old? Was it the black and brown one?
No, not the...
The Boomer was the
name. Boomer got adopted.
Oh, Boomer was the cutest of the three.
He was very... Well, no, I'm not going to say Boomer is... This guy is friggin' cute.
Oh, that is a very cute little pup. Cute dog, you should tweet that out.
Does
so
he read
can see
whatever copy you put in front of him, too?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't matter what you write on there.
Ron Burgundy.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. There you go.
You do it. You read whatever's in front of you. You read play ding sound yesterday.
Play sound effect.
I'm telling you, there are times, especially when you're giving it the read for the first time.
Yes, when it's a cold read.
And, you know, we say this all the time. And the folks over in sales, we appreciate all the work that you do. You work very hard. You do a great job bringing in sponsors and stuff.
Yep.
Read it before you give it to us. Read it out loud once before you give it to us.
Yes.
You'll be giving yourself notes if Correct. You just do this one process.
Well, like, this is a Valvoline read, and it says in there, like, play ding sound effect or whatever it says.
That's a ding sound effect.
That sound effect. Yeah. It says play it, but the board ops and producers don't actually see the copy, so we just know to play it.
Play
so
it.
It's really just for you. So you having it saying play ding sound effect does nothing for you whatsoever.
It literally reads, go to your local Valvoline for sound effects.
there was one time with, I don't remember what sponsor it was. You guys will probably recognize it when I talk through it.
Yes.
But I started to say, talk about your experience with. Right.
Was it ZipRecruiter?
It might have been ZipRecruiter, actually. Like, I was like, talk about all the different glowing ways.
Glowing puck. They're still on glowing puck on that script. Yeah.
I know. It's 1995.
I just got a text from Juan, and we did not get a Christmas tree this year because it's been a crazy zoo, and we ended
up... Why not? Just get a fake tree.
No, we got a real one, and...
But you didn't get one.
We did. We got... Juan just picked one up, and it is the saddest Christmas tree ever.
Aw, like Charlie Brown?
It's not even good enough to be Charlie. Like Charlie Brown would say, that tree sucks.
Can you put ornaments on it?
Yeah, we can put ornaments on it.
Okay, well then it's fine.
Yeah, I just sent it out. It's very bare. We always get a Charlie Brown tree, but you don't do any tree.
No, we do.
Oh, you
tree.
Do a tree.
Well, Anna is
Christian,
right?
My wife is Christian.
Yeah.
So is it a big tree?
Yeah, it's a big tree.
I love this. I love this music.
Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah. So live tree, fake tree?
It's a real tree.
Yeah. How
it's
big?
Tree. It's probably 10 about,
feet.
No. It's probably about six.
So that's you're a,
that's
really
a big
that's
tree.
A big tree.
Yeah, it's a big tree.
Is it and it's a
it's
real
like three
tree.
Times the yes, size it's a, of you. It's sorry. A, I don't know why. I've been here a long time, Andy. I've been
you
here a long
it
time.
In the chair once.
That's exactly. Well, I apologize.
Andy
I apologize.
Is not
I apologize.
Short. I'm
no,
filling
you're not.
In for Sliwa. Yeah. I'm not actually Sliwa.
Yeah, no, the
sorry, it was there.
The tree is two Andys tall.
Look, when other people
measuring Smurfs with apples?
Whenever I'm not in this chair, which is always, people always do it to me, and I just kind of felt like now that I'm sitting in it, I have to go after somebody.
Very liberating.
It was very liberating. It was. Yeah. It was very liberating.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Festivus. Any
6 feet is
gripes,
a big tree.
Any complaints?
Oh, we don't have enough time.
No, we actually do. That's the thing. Tough. We actually do have enough
time.
You
got 3 more hours.
Holidays
out
are hectic, man.
Yeah,
holidays
are
a really hectic time.
Yeah.
They feel like they were created by people who don't actually have to do all the work and celebrating.
Right, right.
Hallmark.
They put you through a lot of paces.
Although people do less and less for Christmas, I think. Like my grandmother, she cooked gigantic meals, and we don't do any of that anymore.
We're for the children. It's for the ones that don't have to do all the effort, but once you get to the adult, then you realize how much it always was. This is my first Christmas away from home this year. So
right.
I'm gonna be flying home on the 26th, but 25th I'm gonna be here working for the Rams Broncos game. So tomorrow I'm gonna have Christmas Eve, but I'm kind of just trying to treat it like a normal day. Because
are you doing it with friends or?
I'm gonna have a movie night with my friend. Like one of my only friends still left in town. Most of my friends are also from the East Coast. We're gonna go home to their families. So I'm gonna watch a movie with a friend, and then I'm gonna work on Sunday. But and
do
I'm
you
gonna
need
face
a place to go?
Family. I mean, I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna face my parents, but yeah, I don't really have anything to do. But
okay, go to Andy's house.
I will. I will.
Say,
I'll go to
no
your two
way
trees tall.
You're over right now.
I was like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no,
two trees tall. I'll go there.
Can Emily come over?
I mean, if there's enough room with our giant tree.
I don't need a place to go. I'm going to be very, I'm actually kind of like, I'm not like a Grinch, but I'm not like a super big Christmas person. I'm like, I enjoy the holiday. It's fun, but I don't get that invested in it, you know?
We're going to go to my brother's. My brother is so into Christmas. He sent me a picture of his.
Is he out here?
Yeah, he's out here. My brother, Travis. And he decorated. He's big Christmas. And he sent a video of his whole thing, all the lights and stuff going. I'm like, man, that's like Christmas walked in and threw up. It is everywhere.
Is he the one with the
There's
nephew?
So many different. What's that?
Is he the one with the nephew?
No, that's my brother Brian.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
my brother
I feel
Brian's
like if
Ohio.
You're going to actually do Christmas, you have to do it up and actually and have everything. Have all the decorations, have the lights, do the whole thing. Otherwise, just don't really.
Yeah,
know.
We're going to have a very small tree. But we're going through all the motions here, right? We're doing all the Christmas stuff. But we're not.
I mean, hosting is a fair amount of work.
That's
in
a
and
lot.
Of itself.
Yeah, yeah. Mom and not stepdad Leah are stopping into the studio today.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, well, that'd be great. Fun.
Have you ever met?
Oh yeah, I've met both mom and not stepdad Leo many times.
Many times?
I mean,
are you seeing them outside?
They were
the
at
show?
The Mandy's.
Yes.
Oh, they were at the Mandy's. Right.
They were at the Mandy's.
Sure.
You had a birthday dinner.
That's right.
That was
birthday
fun.
Dinner.
They've been at your home before.
Yes, they have.
I believe I've been there when they've been there. So I mean, you know, we don't hang regularly, but yeah, I've met them multiple times.
They're doing the 3 o'clock hour.
They're going to do the whole 3 o'clock
Mom
hour.
Mom and not stepdad Leo are going to do the 3 o'clock hour.
So are we all going to get up and go, and they're just going to be the
they're,
two of them?
They're just going to leave. Mom,
who's the one in that situation?
Not stepdad Leo.
So he's going to leave?
He's a very salty one. He's a very salty one. All right, let's get a break in. Coming up next, I think we're going to do this thing called the dump that they always do on Travis and Sliwa. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show, obviously, with Mason and Bergman and Andy and Taylor and Emily, 710 ESPN.
So, have you guys seen this, that it's going to become official very soon? So, Netflix will end its password sharing in early 2023, affecting nearly 100 million users. Are you guys going to be one of those users that's going to be affected?
No.
I don't think I am either.
I have my own account now, Mace. Thank you very
much.
Do
you have your own account?
I do. It's mine. I pay for it myself.
Because they're sticking on there, I think as of today, the 23rd, they're sticking on there that... detective movie, Glass Onion.
Glass
Onion. Onion.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out today?
Which is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got something to watch tonight. Fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah, I actually was not a big fan of the first Knives Out. I am excited about
this
Glass
Onion.
This
one looks
though.
Really funny.
Yeah,
apparently Janelle Monáe is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I'm going to definitely be affected by this because I share my family's. We all have one Netflix password, but like... Also, it kind of is going to be convenient because you can only have two people on at once, and I always get in a fight with my sisters. I'm like, get off the Netflix or whatever.
So what's the deal in terms of the limits? Like, you know, there are three people in my household. We obviously can use the account is under my name. We obviously can all use the account under my name. So how would this affect us ultimately?
It might be like a geolocation thing, like that you can do multiple things. I have no idea about the specifics, but I just anticipate, you know, sometime in January just not being able to use Netflix anymore.
Well, honestly, Emily, I hate to break this to you, but you are stealing.
No, I'm not stealing.
You're stealing.
She's not
stealing.
It's a corporation.
No, that's
who cares?
That's thievery. That's thievery.
No.
She's fine. She's fine. Everything
she's
doing
fine?
Totally
many,
on the up and up.
How many people use your password?
My whole family, which is six people. Come on, it's okay.
Once
you cross
state
if we have
lines,
cable,
no, totally on
if
your side.
If we have
cable,
to share
nope.
it.
Wow.
However you can get it, you should get it.
Corporate
it's totally fine.
Greg has a mentee. You've been a mentor.
You taught her how to.
I didn't teach her anything.
Intellectual
she
property.
Did everything on her own. I just agree with it.
This is what Bergman does for all the
I
budding
do not,
producers.
No.
That's a bad example.
It's not true.
That's
not
a
true.
Bad example.
I pay for everything.
Yeah.
Oh sure.
I'm just on your side. Is all I'm saying.
I've only gotten some websites from you that we can I can.
I don't know what you're
things.
Talking about. I do not do any of those things.
All right. So, did you guys see that Carlos Rodon had to get his face shaven to be on the Yankees?
Yes.
So, is having a clean-shaven Yankee player the stupidest rule left in sports?
I did this. Yes.
It's right up there.
Oh, sorry.
Right No.
Totally. You know, people wear beards now. I mean, it's really common. I would say. I mean, Andy, you couldn't play for the Yankees. Bergman, you couldn't play for the Yankees.
Nope.
I can. I'm a woman. I couldn't play for the Yankees either.
Yeah. I mean,
Taylor
I
could. He doesn't have a beard.
Taylor has no beard. Star I have no beard, fielder. So I would be okay. What'd you say, Taylor?
Star center fielder, just like the softball game.
Exactly, at the softball game. Yeah, I think it's unbelievably antiquated. But I think it's gone from rule to tradition. it's now kind of a tradition that no Yankees have facial hair. Yeah,
it's not a tradition. They still he cannot be there. He can't, even if it's a tradition, he can't break tradition.
Let me tell
and keep
you,
the beard.
Carlos Rodon knew what he was signing up for. He was signing up for $72 million and no beard.
I think it's ridiculous.
If Johnny Damon could do it,
cut
anybody
his hair.
Can.
Yeah, yeah,
Cole, Tommy Canley had to do it. Everybody has to do that. They have to cut their hair, and I just think it's so stupid.
They're making a choice. That's part of the deal.
But they're the only team that does this. Why is it that
I'm saying
it's
a tradition.
But no, but it's still a rule at the same time. You cannot. They would not have signed Rodon if he kept his beard. There's no part of him that would be on the Yankees right now if he kept the beard.
Rodon wouldn't have signed if he...
loved his beard that much.
Making it a rule.
Is, though, an interesting question. Do you think that there's a player in baseball right now that would say, I'll sign, but I ain't cutting my beard?
Shohei
Ohtani,
if he had a beard.
If he had a beard, yeah.
Would the Yankees make an exception for Ohtani?
Oh.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would. I think
it's
that's
more
part
important
of the,
to not have
part,
beards.
That's part of the deal. That's part, if you sign with the Yankees, that's part of the deal.
Earn your pinstripes.
If you want to keep your beard, sign somewhere else. Sign with
the
Mets. They've got money.
They still got money. Yeah. They're $500 million and they're still going to pay.
Exactly.
All right, so the World Cup final this year was the most wagered on sporting events in the U.S. this year. And then one event, however, put up more than three times as many geolocation checks for betting, and that's the Super Bowl this past year. So if you guys have to... you could only bet on one sporting event, and it's a single event. Would it be the Super Bowl, or do you guys have anything else you guys like to would want to bet on?
So here's the weird thing. Supposedly, the easiest thing to bet on and win is preseason football. Preseason NFL football.
No, it's supposed
people
to be harder.
Make bank. No, because some guys clearly want to win, and some guys couldn't. Like, I'd bet against the Rams in a preseason football game just because I know they don't give a damn, and they're not playing anybody.
But the guys like that are on the third team, the third string, fourth string, that are trying to make the team, doesn't matter what team you're on, in the fourth quarter, they're going full out. So
true.
You don't know who's going to win that game, and that's what's so hard about
well,
preseason
depending
football.
Depending on who the other team is playing, if they're playing their first string, you do know who's going to win the game.
Sure, but you don't know if that's going to happen until the actual preseason game.
I agree with Greg. Preseason, to me, seems like an ultimate
crapshoot.
Yeah.
If you talk to a professional gambler, I'm using air quotes, a professional gambler.
Right, but
that's what
they know things that the average gambler doesn't
know.
Right.
Like, it may be easy for them, but it's not easy for most people.
In the end, it's the Super Bowl. That's the one to bet. I mean, everybody's there. Everybody's watching it. You can brag about your bets or commiserate about your bets, or you can have a square on the thing or five squares. Squares are awesome.
You can bet on the Gatorade. You can bet on the coin flip. You can bet on the length of the national anthem, all of it.
Yes, yes. So I think Super Bowl is the official bet. I wonder, so World Cup final was the biggest. I guess it was just straight up. Did people just bet on either
Argentina
or France?
You can bet goals. You can bet goals.
If you bet the over this time in goals, I mean, I can't imagine six still fitting the under.
Right. You're right. Yeah. So you could bet the over.
Finals are usually like low scoring events too. Like,
yeah.
Soccer's low scoring.
Yeah, just in general. But I mean, you could do Golden Boot. You could do, you know, was it the there's other ones. I don't know.
There's the goalie. There's the young
come on the field. Touch the trophy. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to touch the World Cup trophy unless you've actually won the World Cup. And Salt Bae was just carrying it around, running around with it.
Is that an official rule?
That is an official rule.
Yeah. Oh wow!
And he was on the field taking it from people.
Broke the rules.
He did break the rules.
Yeah.
So 1 year ago today was the last game in quote unquote Staples Center and has since been named Crypto.com Arena. Do you guys still have any warm and fuzzy feelings towards the name of Staples Center?
It'll always be in my head Staples Center. I mean, I've gotten used to Crypto.com Arena, but it is a mouthful. But Staples is the original name of the building and it will always be that in my head.
It's like John always says, you know, what is it called down in Anaheim where the Ducks play?
Yeah.
They play at the Pond, but it's actually the Honda Center. You know,
I mean, the Coliseum has a sponsor. I have no idea what it is.
Dignity
it's
Health?
United Airlines Field at the Los
totally
Angeles
whatever,
Memorial
the Coliseum.
Which is just a, that's a mouthful.
United Airlines Field at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
I have no idea, like, if Dodger Stadium has naming rights or not. I just know it doesn't matter.
I don't think it does.
I don't think they name it.
I think it's just Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
just,
but even if they
Chavez Ravine.
Nobody would call it anything other than Dodger Stadium.
Correct. Then they could do Dodgers. They could do, I don't know, just throw out a name, Vin Scully Field at Dodger Stadium or whatever it is. They could do something like that.
Vin Scully Field might be the only thing that gets you to call something different.
Yeah, that's true.
But if it's a corporate sponsor, forget it. Nobody's going to call.
Yeah. I mean, Staples Center is where I saw the Lakers win championships. That's where I saw Kobe score 60 in his final game.
Where you saw Taylor Swift.
Where I saw Taylor Swift, who sold out the building more than anybody.
You find a way.
Always a little T-Swizzle reference in there.
Right, and I feel the same way towards Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, so it's now Acrisure, whatever, but I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and like, it's always Heinz Field in my mind. I mean, if Bain did it, made it Heinz Field, that's what it is.
Right.
So, do you see that video of Zach Wilson like presenting essentially those electronic scooters to his offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the offensive lineman, one, how do you feel about Zach getting you that? And do you feel bad about it if he never starts again?
Okay, so here's my question. Are they bike scooters or are they razor scooters?
They're like bike scooters. I think
Because offensive linemen on a razor scooter is just a ridiculous. That's
probably
a
bad
gag,
idea just in general. And you'd probably want to be like, hey, Zach, this is not.
I mean, don't quarterbacks normally hand out Rolexes and stuff like that? It's like,
they
here's an electric scooter.
Yeah, like sometimes like I think Patrick Mahomes got his whole offensive line like Yeti coolers 1 year. Like it's all it kind of can
cool.
like rotate what it is, but like I don't know if you're an offensive lineman and he never starts again.
Yeah, I say the gift is not right, and I'm sure the offensive linemen were booing Zach Wilson last night like everybody else.
What does this get? You said it's not an appropriate gift for an offensive lineman. Does it reflect how Zach Wilson felt about his offensive line? Here's a gift you can't use.
Yeah, right, right. Thanks for everything. Yeah.
Because you're not going to use me either, because I'm not going to be playing.
Because remember, he was the one that wouldn't take responsibility before after a bad loss.
Yep.
Maybe this is him not taking responsibility, blaming his bad season on the line and saying, here, bunch of razor scooters that you can't use.
The sight gag of an offensive lineman on a razor scooter is awesome.
You're 370 pounds. You can't use this thing. Enjoy.
You'll get this. It's like Jennifer Coolidge on a Vespa in White Lotus.
Oh, yes,
that was a great show.
Yeah. Did
and
you
Jennifer
watch?
Yeah. I've seen all of this.
You saw her on the Vespa?
Yeah. It's just amazing.
What do I look like?
We're not
going to
give it away.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the ending.
One last thing. It's been 50 years since the greatest play in football history.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off. Franco Harris has it. And he's over. What? Franco Harris grabbed the ball on a deflection. 5 seconds to go. He grabbed it with 5 seconds to go and scored.
Let's watch this again.
1 million to 1 odds on this one.
Watch this. Ricochet. Ricochet out there off of Jack Tatum. And into the man of the year, Franco Harris's hands.
When you talk about Christmas miracles, here's the miracle of all miracles.
Wow. That's a cool play.
It's a miracle because it wasn't real.
My mom was a big Steelers fan. She still is. She loves the Steelers.
Yeah.
And Franco Harris will have his number retired on Saturday, and he's going to join Ernie Stotner and Joe Green as the only two Steelers to have their numbers retired.
Can you imagine how emotional that's going to be this week?
It's going to be crazy.
With Franco Harris just passing away and then his number being retired. I mean, that's going to be just a really emotional thing.
It's going to be a great day for all the Steelers fans and all that, but it hit the ground.
Don't.
You can shake your head at me all you want.
Nobody believes it hit the ground, except you.
No, I think every Raider fan in the world believes that it hit the ground. And everybody that's not a Steeler fan believes that it hit the ground.
Whiny, whiny, whiny.
You can whine all you want. It doesn't matter.
No, you're the one whining. I'm not whining. You're the whiner.
I am going to whine because it's ridiculous.
You're Mr. Whine.
It hit the ground just like the fumble was or the...
Tuck
Tom
rule
Brady.
Was called Tuck according rule. To the rule.
No.
And the rule was absolutely correctly interpreted.
Greg,
they changed
if they
the
called
rule.
It correctly. You guys would have found a way to sabotage it anyway.
See, that's true. That's true. But still, it hit the ground.
I'll tell you what. We're going to do some Supercross talk. We welcome to the show Andy Kamenetsky, Greg Berman, Taylor, and Emily. Let's hit the Super Stager. Woo! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Whole new crew. It's a new day. It's everybody. Now we've got Andy Kamenitsky. We've got Greg Bergman. We've got Emily Hebel. And we've got Taylor Smith. So here we go.
Good job. You got everyone's last name.
The reputation I have as not knowing people's names is ridiculous.
Face blindness. You say it all the time.
I have facial recognition issues sometimes.
But you can memorize, like Brad Pitt. You can memorize all the names. You just don't know who the names belong to.
Correct.
But you know all the names.
I know there is a Taylor Smith.
Right.
I happen to guess right.
Good job. It's like Swift, but Smith.
Yeah,
you should say Tyler.
Tyler.
Tyler's is the other producer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's Tyler's our other producer.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a mini Bergman.
You may second-guess himself for a second there.
You know this.
What's that?
You second-guessed yourself for
totally,
a second.
I thought, oh, my God.
Did I get it wrong?
Here I am bragging about being right, and I got it wrong. So if you're just tuning in, the breaking news of the day is that Anthony Davis is out indefinitely. He has a stress injury in his foot. He is going to be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days and see if he can return to play. For now, there's hope that a procedure can be avoided. So, Merry Christmas.
Right. Great news to have going into
news.
The Christmas
It's a Christmas miracle. So Anthony Davis gone for a while. Originally, I think Shams reported at least a month. Now it sounds longer than that. And, you know, you can say for now there's hope that a procedure can be avoided. But now you've put that in my head, and now I think, oh, my God, we're going to have a procedure.
Well, you know that they are fearful of a procedure, and you know that they are fearful about this whole situation with Anthony Davis because we've waited a week since this injury to be told stress injury in your foot, which means absolutely nothing.
And I've never heard it.
I could have told you that he had a stress injury in his foot. Like, put it this way.
His foot suffered stress.
Like, put it this way. If you,
where? I'm not going to tell you.
If you went and played basketball.
Yes.
And you hurt your foot and you went to see a doctor. Doctor runs some tests. They have second opinions, third opinions. A week later, you are told you have a stress injury in your foot. You'd be like, no, you're not diagnosing this. This is what I told you I have.
I already had that.
Like, and we knew this.
And it's all, and they said indefinitely, too. They're not even giving you a timetable on all of it.
Right.
So you're learning nothing.
Learning absolutely nothing, which, again, to me feels at best suspicious, at worst worrisome.
Yes. Completely agree. And I think it affects now what the Lakers actually do in terms of, like, I now think it's not tinker around the margins. If you can get a superstar, get a superstar. If you can get an all-star caliber player, get an all-star caliber player. But I think this takes the idea of, let's add a Bojan Bogdanovic or a Buddy Hield or somebody like that out of play. Well, I don't think they want to move gigantic assets for them.
Well, I was going to say, Bojan Bogdanovic.
Great player.
He's a great player, but great, he's going to cost you at least a first-round pick.
Yeah, I
least.
Don't give up a first-round pick for Bojan Bogdanovic.
Then you're not going to get him because somebody else will.
I don't give up a first-round pick for Buddy Hield either.
Basically, the amount of people that are on the board now are cut.
Oh,
in
the board.
Half, three,
oh,
fourths.
You reference the board.
I'm in the John Ireland seat. Yeah. I have to see the board. But, like, Andy, you know about it. There's the amount of people. There was talk about Mo Bamba for a little bit. That's not going to happen anymore.
No.
You're not going to go after Mo Bamba.
I don't think that makes sense anyway.
Right.
No.
But, like, most of the guys that were being thrown around don't. But you're not going to go after any of the names. Like, Terrence Ross is not going to be a name you're going to get anymore.
The Lakers have
now
been connected to Terrence Ross for, yeah, like 6 years.
By the way, and Cam Reddish, I know he's a clutch guy, but come on.
Yeah. Those guys are now gone. You can take them off the board is what you're saying.
Yeah, take them off the board. I think it's superstar or bust, all-star caliber player or bust. And I think that the guys that are out there now are Zach LaVine and potentially DeMar DeRozan.
Which, I mean,
I would empty the cupboards for Zach LaVine.
Would you?
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Why do you have such a problem with Zach LaVine?
What's wrong with Zach LaVine in your mind?
He's always hurt. He gets hurt a fair amount. He does.
I believe you.
Not going to help you defensively.
He is going to give you a secondary score.
He's going to give you a secondary score, but this is what I think you have to think about whether you're talking about Zach LaVine or anybody else linked with the Lakers. They are going to be with you for sure longer than AD or LeBron.
Right.
As far as we know. So you have to be thinking about this not just in terms of how well do you think they potentially supplement LeBron and AD. It's, are you cool with a future of Zach LaVine as one of your primary guys?
I am.
Okay.
Well, I mean, to Andy's point.
You looked up the injury situation?
Okay. Yeah. So if in 2014 and 2015, we first got into the league, he played 77 and 82 games. After that, he hasn't played more than 67. And that was in 2021.
With a lingering knee injury.
So wait a minute. Has he played at least 67 in every season?
No. One time. And before that, it was the highest was 63 in 2018. It was 27 this year, 67 last year, 58, 60, 63, 24, 47, 82, he'll 77.
Fit right in.
Yeah. Well, he does fit right in, Taylor.
He fits right in, yeah.
I mean, so
not,
I'm
I
actually.
I guess that's not what we're looking for.
On paper, he sounds like the right guy because he shoots the three ball very well. He can get to the basket whenever he runs. He's an athletic freak. He does a lot of good things. But if he's not healthy, and and thinking about it, when he was at UCLA, he wasn't all that healthy. So
he's a good player. I'm not disputing that he's a good player. I'm just saying
he's a star.
He's a star, which naturally means the Lakers will be attracted to him because
correct.
That is what they do.
It is a star-driven effing town.
Star-effing-driven town.
They need to think about this stuff beyond just stars and names. I mean, if they've learned one thing from the Russell Westbrook experience, it's you need to think about this beyond.
So you would not make any deal?
I would be very careful about it.
But you would not trade for Zach LaVine. Would you trade for DeMar DeRozan? King of the mid-range.
He's a better fit with LeBron and AD than Russ. He's still not a great
All-star last year. Wasn't he first team NBA or second
last
team
year NBA? Was a career year for him.
Yeah. He was an MVP candidate last year.
He's a really good player. He's really good.
He only has one more year on his deal.
Well,
next
that's
year's
the other thing, too, is, like I said about Zach LaVine, if you're going to give up this capital for DeMar DeRozan, you have to be comfortable with the idea of we may have DeMar DeRozan longer than we have LeBron and AD. And DeRozan's going to be 34 next year.
Right. But it is 100%. And here's the issue. It's got to be 100% if you're moving two first-round draft picks and potentially Russell Westbrook.
About a future team, too.
It's about a future team.
Yep.
It's not just about right now.
So if you're saying no to all of these guys, and that's totally fine, who is the yes to? Is there anybody in this league that you would say yes to?
I don't know. Because
Lillard?
He's not going.
I know. I'm just trying to find a name.
I would want somebody younger. I would want somebody that you can rely on to be on the court because you're dealing with these injuries with AD. LeBron is an injury concern himself.
Trae Young?
38.
Yeah, Trae Young. Well, Trae Young is potentially going to force a trade.
Right. So who is that guy in the league?
You're saying not Trae Young?
I'm not a big fan of Trae Young.
You're not a big fan of Trae Young.
He's fun to watch. But
he's awesome to watch.
He's a defensive liability. He's a volume shooter.
I mean, we just have to get to a point where if we're saying no to everybody, who are the yeses?
Yeah, I think you have to be considering, have you gotten everything you can get out of LeBron and AD as a group? You have to be considering this if you're being responsible.
Well, absolutely.
I read an article that said, by the way, I forget who it was, Yahoo, Jorge's dressed like a cowboy today.
I like it.
Hey,
a Christmas
Jorge.
Cowboy.
I read today, totally blanked on what I was going to say.
You read something.
I read something that suggested, it was a Yahoo writer, suggested the Lakers missed their opportunity to sell high on Anthony Davis.
This is an argument that I had with my brother on the Locked on Lakers podcast, which can be found 5 days a week anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
iTunes, Spotify.
Vlog that sucker.
Also, there's a YouTube component. But we were talking about this after last year, arguably the most disappointing season in Laker history.
Right.
Like the idea of, should the Lakers consider blowing this up? This is before you extended LeBron.
Yep.
To which I said, you have to at least think about, are we sure we want to do this? But anyway, Brian's point of contention was, if you trade AD now, you are selling him at his low point. And my response was, not if he gets injured again.
Then right.
It's an even lower point coming.
And he got injured again.
Yes.
So, look, I'm just looking at names here, like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is great.
The Thunder are not going to move Shai for what Lakers have.
We have to find, at some point, if we're going to move LeBron, if we're going to move AD, but you can't do any of this stuff until later at Ant Lawn anyway.
Right.
If we're going to make some type of move, and that's the biggest topic that there is right now for Lakers, is are you going to move somebody? You have to go after somebody.
Well,
there has to be a name.
Now with Anthony Davis missing at least a month and who knows, trying to avoid a procedure, I think you probably stand pat. You use the $47 million that's coming off the books this summer to try to sign impact guys.
Unless you can make a deal for somebody that you like on this team moving forward, period. Like, I'll throw out an example, Miles Turner. Miles Turner is only 26. You know, I know he's had injuries.
He's a free agent after this year.
He's a free agent after this year. He and AD, in theory, I think could play very well off each other as an offensive and defensive front court.
So you're saying that deal that has been laying there for months, the idea that they would trade for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield together, is probably their best option?
I think it was their best option heading into this year.
I mean, both picks for that.
I would consider it. I would consider it because I think it makes sense also for a long-term play. Like, Miles Turner is not good enough to be your number one moving forward, but he's at least young enough that you're building, you have time to build around him and make him a part of it. With DeMar DeRozan in his mid-30s, you need to be able to win right now in order to really cash in on that thing. And the right now for the Lakers keeps getting delayed because of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, it may be that we just do
stand
nothing.
And do nothing and just have a waste of a year.
Have a waste of a year.
Nothing's going to happen. So what happens then at the end of the year, LeBron, if you are going to even
win 35 games, maybe be the 10 seed, if maybe be in the play-in.
If you bring up the idea of even trading LeBron, it can't be until summer, right? So is that now the plan? Move him in the summer? Is that your best move in this situation? I mean, he's not going to probably ever say that,
well,
I think.
Well, no team is going to trade for LeBron if they don't feel like he wants to be there.
Correct. And he will be in the final year of a contract where he can pick up an option for another year,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
All right. I want to play a brand new game.
Okay.
Okay. It's called Who's Listening? 877-710-ESPN. I'm curious, who is out there listening right now? Because it's a weird day. Everybody's doing holiday stuff and, you know, all that business.
That.
So who's actually here with us? 877-710-ESPN. Yeah, you can just say, hey, I'm here. Or you can say, I think we should make a trade. Or you can say, hey, the Dodgers are being cheap this year. Or you can say, I have a real tree or a fake tree.
So what you're doing is I'm going to get up from this chair and go to where Emily is sitting, and you want me to start answering phone
Correct.
Calls.
Correct. Who's listening? That's a brand new game. Who's listening?
Can we do it? Can we just do it live? Can you just hit him?
Yeah, we'll totally do it live. Hang on a second. Are the phones up?
Yeah.
Hey, who's listening?
The Proof of Life show. That's what this is right now.
Hey,
Proof of Life.
Oh, hang on a second. Hey, who's listening?
Yeah, this is Bradley.
Hey, what's up, Bradley? What's going on?
Man, I'm good, man. I got to go get physical therapy on my foot right now. We talking about Anthony Davis.
Say hi to AD for us.
What's wrong with your foot, Bradley?
Man, been playing too much basketball.
Is that right? How old a man are you?
I'm only 30, but still, man.
So is AD.
Yeah. You know what they're going to call you over at the over your basketball friends? They're going to call you street clothes.
Now, Bradley,
I'm gonna make sure I ask the doctor for an inside scoop. If he knows, you know, the trainer or anybody, I'm gonna ask him and then I'll call back.
Okay, good. Do that, Bradley. You're our exclusive foot reporter.
Thank you, man.
Perfect.
That's a brand new game. Who's listening?
I like this.
Also, I actually came across a story. Three most popular shots ordered in 2022. Ooh. Top three most popular shots.
You want to do that on the Mason and Ireland show?
Yeah, it's Mason and Ireland show now. And by the way, one of those shots, never heard of in my life, but it's apparently very popular. Huh? Mason and Ireland, Andy Kamenetsky, Greg Bergman, Jorge, and Emily in for John. 710 ESPN.